U.S. Chess Executive Board Open Session Number 4 for Saturday, November 16, 2019. Mr. President.
Okay, so we have been in closed session some this afternoon. Coming out of that, we have some motions that we can go ahead and resolve. We will be back in closed session tomorrow on personnel issues, some contract issues, and some strategic planning matters. So, but we can go ahead and resolve these. I believe there are five motions to consider at this point, so we want to go ahead and get those on record while we're here. And then we will recess until the morning to go to dinner. Mr. Secretary, can you read those motions for us?
Okay, number one, the Executive Board authorizes President Priest to communicate to the U.S. Chess Trust the names approved by the Executive Board for induction into the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame in 2020.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed. And as an adjunct to that, I would really express to our Recognitions Committee the thanks of the Executive Board for their diligence in the process of reviewing, submitting nominations, and doing it in a time frame that fit our schedule to be able to get the information of our nominations over to the U.S. Chess Trust for their final consideration. So, and the chair of that's Robert McCrary, and we really appreciate his, John McCrary, what am I saying? And we really appreciate his leadership and the efforts of the entire committee for that timely work.
The next four motions are all committee assignments. The Executive Board moves to add Grant Owen to the FIDE Offense Committee.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 7-0.
The Executive Board names Jay Stallings as Vice Chair of the Development Committee.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, Mike Hoffpower moves that the Executive Board appoint U.S. Navy Commander retired Robert C. Getty as Chair of the U.S. Chess Military Chess Committee. The Executive Board also thanks Ms. Sarah Walsh, the outgoing Chair, for her leadership as Chair during the past year.
As a clarification, this Chair rotates among the four different
yep.
uniformed services during the from year to year, and so the rotation is to the Navy this time, and the nominee is the Naval representative.
Right, and the Navy will host the next Armed Forces Championship next year in October.
The reason why I asked four is actually we do have five uniformed services, so I didn't want to leave them out. I didn't know if they participated in the program or not. So all in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, in the last motion, the Executive Board moves to name Adia Onyango the Chair of the Women's Chess Committee.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None noted. Motion passes 7-0. All right, with that, we will recess until tomorrow morning, and we will be in closed session when we come back in, and then we will have another open session after all of our closed work is done tomorrow to consider motions. It probably won't take that long. Okay, thank you all very much for your work today, and we'll see you all
6:15.